The green flag now does go, so it's the gears go up, the lights are being watched, and away we go, and a good start by Jamie Coward and number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Let's go to Chris.
Pretty big crowd down here at the start and finish, and it is 21-22. Bikes there, and I'm not sure who was in that third position, but the two bikes, 21 and 22, they led off the line and passed us here with a blast of air. Tim.
Terrific stuff indeed. Yes, that was some start by the Mistral Racing Kawasaki's, but number 14 is definitely out, and that is Michael Gahan, the rider from Limvaddy, and he's in fact got it started, so I think he's going to continue at the back, or he may well just pull in where Chris is and decide no, it's not worth it. But we do have seven laps ahead of us, 29.75 miles of racing, and we are hearing 14 is indeed a retirement further down the road. I suspected that would be the case. So it's a cracking start by the Mistral Racing the Kawasaki's. So what's Jamie Coward got in answer to that? Let's go out to Cross Four Ways and Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Hopefully we'll have an answer in the next few seconds as they start charging their way up past Ballawhetstone and into the dip in front of us. And that's hopefully in the next couple of seconds when we'll get a sight and we can hear them in the distance. The noise is growing in what has been such a competitive class at the front. Three machines coming up to Cross Four Ways here as they make their way round the hedgerow. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley, just in behind number 22, Paul Jordan. Number 36, Jamie Coward, also in there. Three together, Reese Hardesty through. Mark Coleman as well there as a gaggle come through. Number 26, Dennis Boothie, has got going, and he's around 139, 142, 18, 79 and 98. There's 93 and 77, Sean Wynn. 80 and 30 in there, number 73 as well. So that's Gary Porter. Another gaggle on the way through, backed up by number 54 as well. That's Paul Turner. What a spectacle that was through Cross Four Ways. Paul Jordan leading just ahead of number 21, Joe Yeardsley. But Jamie Coward, number 36, right in there between them, trying to make himself known. So all three of them, less than a bike length between all of them. That was fantastic to watch through Cross Four Ways, as we expected. Those three who started on the front row really battling it out on this first lap. To you, Tim.
Three bikes together on the bridge and three emerge over School Hill Rise. It's the Green Mistrals in the lead, though. Paul Jordan, 0.076 ahead of his teammate. Jordan ahead, number 22 of 21, Joe Yeardsley, by 0.076, and just 0.895 back from the leader is number 36, Jamie Coward. So less than a second between the front three. Just hear these bikes across the line. So fourth is... Well, it's just gone up. I think it was Reese Hardesty that was in fourth. Let's just confirm that. Yep, Reese Hardesty in fourth. Fifth was number one, Mark Colvin. Sixth, number 32, Aaron Hughes. And we're hearing that number 79, Mark Herbertson, is a retirement. Seventh, number four, Mike Hose. Sixth place, 32, Aaron Hughes. Eighth, 118, Andy Saylor. Ninth, 113, Darren Creer. Tenth, number 26, Dennis Booth. 11th, number 139, Ian Armstrong. 12th, number 100, Heffin Owen. 13th, number 18, Mike Brampton. Less than a second separates the top three. Let's go out to Cross Four Ways and Rob.
Oh, this is a three-way battle, isn't it? This is exactly what we want from this superbike race. And three together again as they make their way to Cross Four Ways. Paul Jordan, Jamie Coward up into second. He's moving up the inside. There's number 21, Joe Yeardsley, dropping back into third there. As Coward held it on the exit there? He has. Coward leads at Cross Four Ways from Jordan. Here's Reese Hardesty, number 32, and one in as well. That's Mark Colvin. Number four, Mike Hose. 118, Andy Saylor. Number 26 is Dennis Booth as well. And number 113, Darren Creer, the man from Douglas, is also through Cross Four Ways. Brilliant manoeuvring from Jamie Coward. He leads at Cross Four Ways from Jordan from Yeardsley. There's his 1842 and number 98 as well through Cross Four Ways. Damien Crook of Douglas on the way through. Those three, still nothing to choose between them, but Coward taking the lead. 93 and 77 are through. 80, 73 and 30. Rad Hughes there. And number 78, the newcomer as well. That's Dean Ratcliffe. Back to you, Tim.
Three again, almost together across the bridge, and three emerge, but it's a new leader. It's Coward. Jamie Coward, number 36, leads from 21, Joe Yeardsley, and 22, Paul Jordan. 0.323 between the three of them. Fourth then through there is 32, Aaron Hughes. Fifth is number six, Rhys Hardesty. And sixth, number one, Mark Colvin. Then it's Hose Sailor and Booth in ninth. And there is 113, Darren Creer in 10th. 105.360 from Jamie Coward on that last lap. 104.613 it was for Yeardsley. And 104.483 it was indeed for Paul Jordan. In fact, the top nine are all over 100 miles an hour. As speeds pick up, I think we've got down to Dennis Booth. 10th is Darren Creer, 113th. 11th, 139, Ian Armstrong. 12th is number 18, Mike Bampton. 13th, 42, Neil Champion. 14th, number 100, Heffin Owen. 15th, number 98, Damien Crook. And 16th, number 93, Colin Croft. But it is Coward, Yeardsley and Jordan in that order, which is just a 0.3 between them. Let's go to Rob.
Thanks. Yeah, that Jamie Coward lap is under a second, just within a second of his own lap record. Here we are, a couple of machines, two machines now in a break for it. Number 36, Jamie Coward, from number 21, Joe Yeardsley, and just dropping a couple of seconds back now is number 22, Paul Jordan as well. So two have made a break as Joe Yeardsley looks to come alongside Coward on the exit. And 22, Paul Jordan chasing, but he has dropped just a second or so back as number one, Mark Colvin, comes into here in fourth. And number six, Rhys Hardesty as well. Number four is Mike Hose, number 118, Andy Sailor, number 26, Dennis Booth is there through cross four ways as well. So Jamie Coward leading through cross four ways again from number 21, Joe Yeardsley, who was chomping at the bit to try and get him on the exit there. But just dropping back a couple of seconds as number 113, Darren Creer, comes through, was number 22, Paul Jordan. So he's very much still in the mix and keeping him honest, but dropping back as the other Mistral machine, 18, Mike Bampton, the newcomer, is through. There's number 100, Evan Owen. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, it's the same scenario. Two bikes emerge and a new leader again. It's 21 ahead of Coward. Joe Yeardsley in the lead. There's Jordan in third. 0.177 the gap between number 21, the leader, Joe Yeardsley, and number 36, Jamie Coward. So we've had three different leaders on three laps of this race so far. There's number one now up into fourth, Mark Colvin. Ahead of number six, Rhys Hardesty, who's in fifth. Sixth is number four, and that is Mike Hose. Seventh, number 118, Andy Sailor. Eighth, number 26, Dennis Booth, as another machine comes over Skill Hill at Rise. That is 113, Darren Creer. He's in ninth. 105.996 for Yeardsley on that lap. And Jamie Coward, 105.707. Are we going to see the lap record go? It stands from last 2019, it is. Jamie Coward, 106.251 miles per hour. The time difference then, 2 minutes 24.345 for Yeardsley. And Coward's lap record, well, it's not that far away, is it? Let's see these machines through. What a race. Let's go out to cross four ways and Rob.
Yeah, Tim, what a race we've got. We did have a retirement here at cross four ways on the last lap. Number 54, Paul Turner, has pulled in and stopped. As two more machines emerge, they've got a lot more gaps between them. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley, leads through cross four ways. Number 36, Jamie Coward. And the two of them have opened up an even bigger gap to number 22, Paul Jordan, in third. So Paul Jordan with a lot of work to do on the Mistral racing machine. But Joe Yeardsley leading through cross four ways by just around half a bike length from number 36, Jamie Coward. And then dropping a couple of seconds back is number 22, Paul Jordan. Those front three really on a mission as two, three, four machines emerge again. Here's number one, Mark Colvin, in fourth. Number six, Rhys Hardesty as well. Four, Mike Hose. Number 118 is Andy Sailor. 26, Dennis Booth there. So Dennis Booth just starting to catch that little group as well, as Rhys Hardesty tried a little bit to try and get ahead on the exit of Colvin. It was neck and neck between the two of them as they make their way up towards Church Bend. So quite the battle developing in behind the podium places there as well. Number one, Mark Colvin, holding on to fourth place. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, bikes emerging. 93, Colin Croft, is a retirement, but 21 still leads. But Coward's with him. Half a second the gap. Here comes the man in third. That's 22, Paul Jordan. He's 7.2 seconds back from his Mistral Racing Kawasaki teammate, number 21, Joe Yeardsley, who is the leader. And we've had the same leader for two consecutive laps. That hasn't happened in this race. So race lap one, it was number 22 that led Paul Jordan. Or just listen to this. Gaggle. Yeah, Paul Jordan it was who led on lap one. Lap two, it was Jamie Coward. And the last two laps, it's number 21, Joe Yeardsley. So 7.2 seconds back is Jordan on his teammate. Coward, though, is just half a second down and 106.012 from Joe Yeardsley. Miles per hour, that is. So very close to the lap record for Joe Yeardsley. Fourth is number one, Mark Colvin. Fifth, number six, Rhys Hardesty. Sixth, number four, Mike Hose. Seventh, number 118, Andy Saylor. Eighth, number 26, Dennis Booth. Ninth, number 113, Darren Creer. Tenth, number 18, Mike Brampton. Let's go out to cross four ways and Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, great to see that with number 18, Mike Brampton, the newcomer as well, getting into the top 10 in what is such a competitive class this as well. So if the Ormskirk man could hold on to that, that would be excellent work. And into cross four ways, this time it's Jamie Coward who leads. He's got himself ahead of Joe Yeardsley. The two of them still going at it, hammer and tongs through cross four ways. What's it like on the exit? Coward seems to have held it for now, so Coward leads through cross four ways. Dropping further back again is this man in third, number 22, Paul Jordan, on the other Mistral Racing machine. So Jamie Coward leading through cross four ways, again, just by the tiniest of margins from number 21, Joe Yeardsley, as those two prepared to do battle again on the way towards Church Bends and Great Meadow. But number 22, Paul Jordan, dropping again just a little bit further off. Those front three as a whole are picking up the pace. As number one, Mark Colvin, the man in fourth, has broken away with the trio of Mike Hose, number six, Rhys Hardesty, and number 118, which is Andy Saylor there. Number 26, Dennis Booth, has gone on the way through as well. And then a big gap again from that gaggle of bikes as well. Back to you, Tim.
Well, we wait to see who's got the lead, and two bikes side by side across the line. It's Coward, though, just ahead of Joe Yeardsley, 0.101 and 106.342 miles per hour. So another lap record has been shattered here at the Colaspalown course. Coward, 106.342 on lap number five. Yeardsley is at 106.012, which... That was on lap four, but yep, Coward has pulled the pin on that and has broken his own lap record from 2019. Paul Jordan is 11.4 seconds now back in third. Good racing there for fourth, fifth and sixth. Mark Colvin, number one, is fourth. Fifth is number four, Mike Hose. Sixth is number 118, Andy Saylor. Seventh, number 26, Dennis Booth. And eighth, number six, Rhys Hardesty. There's 0.101 of a second between your top two after five of this seven-lap race. So they're on to their penultimate lap. 0.101 of a second between 36 Jamie Coward and 21 Joe Yeardsley, and we have a new fastest time for this race, 106.342 miles per hour. Breathless action, Rob Pritchard.
That's a cracking lap from Jamie Coward. He's got 121. John Cliff through as well. Here are your two leading machines, number 36 Jamie Coward and a number 21 Joe Yeardsley here. Still only a bike length or so between them. Can we see him on the exit here? Joe Yeardsley looking to catch up with Coward again. What a battle we've got there. And there is the man in third, number 22, Paul Jordan, on the other Mistral Racing machine here. As we mentioned, he's just dropping back, you know, the odd couple of seconds each lap now. So it appears that he'd have a major job on his hands if he wanted to catch the other two at the front with just a couple of laps remaining. But there's no one else in sight of Jordan at the moment in terms of potentially threatening that third place that he currently holds there. There's an enormous gap opening up to the rest of the field down from us. But what a lap that was from Jamie Coward, leading through cross four ways again. Number four, Mike Hose, is up into fourth. Back to you, Tim.
Yep, they're going to hit traffic as well. As 78 goes through, and there's 57. But here's the front two, and they're side by side across the line. Yeardsley, 0.065 of a second, and Yeardsley now has that lap record, 106.535 miles per hour. And Coward was quicker again at 106.412, 0.065 of a second. It's going to be one. That must be one of the tightest we've ever seen across the line here. 22 Paul Jordan is now 17 seconds back in third. And they are, of course, on their last lap here in what has been an absolute thriller of the Oakley Post Classic Senior Superbike Racers. Who on earth is going to win this after these two? Well, it's in the lap of the gods. It really is. And a great battle further down for fourth. Number four, Mike Hose, now is into fourth, ahead of number one Mark Colvin, and in sixth, 118 Andy Saylor. Bike, while I was talking there through, was number 26 Dennis Booth, and that is number six Rhys Hardesty. But there we go. Joe Yeardsley has taken away Jamie Coward's new lap record after on the very next lap, 106.535. There's 0.065 of a second between them. Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways, a thriller.
Oh, it is indeed, isn't it? It's number 77, that's Sean Wynn, so sort of lower down the order coming through. Here they come, it's number 21, Joe Yeardsley leading this time through Cross Four Ways from number 36, Jamie Coward here. What's it like on the exit? Yeardsley's managed to just pull a little bit away on the exit from number 36, Jamie Coward there. So Yeardsley leading through Cross Four Ways on this final lap. Three more bikes into view, 78, 57 and 99 further down the running order as it stands. There's the man in third, number 22 Paul Jordan, just gets past another one of the lower down the order, number 121 John Cliff there. So Paul Jordan hitting a little bit of traffic there, but he's managed to free himself a little bit with some fresh tarmac, so he's looking steady for that third place at the moment. But Joe Yeardsley and Jamie Coward, there's absolutely no let up from either of them there. There's virtually nothing between them through Cross Four Ways each time, but Yeardsley through Cross Four Ways first this time. Back to you, Tim.
Well, we've seen bikes going across. We don't want to miss the finish here of what's been an absolute thriller. I think these are the front two coming through now, and it's a win for Yeardsley ahead of Coward. 0.599. No new lap record there, but they've obviously run into lower order riders on that last lap. But Yeardsley takes victory, and he takes the lap record, and he beats Jamie Coward, number 36, by 0.599 of a second. And just looking up the road, I can see number 22, Paul Jordan, has finished. There's your top three, Chris Kinley. What a race.